Yo, check this out. This is Fresh Get Out the China Man with the 2 Live Crew.
Yo, what's up, y'all? It's me, DMC.
What's up, y'all? This is the Blunt Master P.
Yo, check us out. Chuck the Public Enemy.
Yo, what's up? This is DJ Yella from the world's most dangerous group.
What's up? This is DLC.
This is your boy, C-Murder.
This is Jerry Heller, motherfucker.
This is your boy, DJ Paul KOL 365.
Young Dizzy Ball.
Vice One.
Yo, this is DJ Reddy Red.
What up? This is the real Rick Ross. You listen to me on the Murder Master Music Show.
This is the show that shows no limits, broadcast nothing but the real. Interviews with legendary artists, still got love for the underground steel. Rappers with records revealing that each of the rappers are coming up, getting put on. We need a new platform to fight the beast. The show that you need to be on. Hit up UGS for life on the screen and follow with Witches.com. For all of your needs, production and mixing and mastering, graphics and shadow design. Check out the archives and hundreds of shows. Plenty of content for you to do. Everything free to download and stream. Oh yeah, we deserve the real.
Unstoppable, we
beat,
we fight our beats, we represent. All them killers on the mic, and we show love to all you fans. Baby, keep the focus, bringing nothing but the rhythm. Come and tune into the dopest.
I'm a man-made guy, crazy, knocking all you rappers off. It's underground society, it's UGS for life, dog. Hip hop, AD, representing for them legends. Rapping mumble rappers, so we ain't sitting on the hip. Two pocket beats, dreaming, thank you for the bliss. It's a murder master music show. Free the homie gangsta bro. I see these rappers on these streets. I got my chop about to blow. Stay up on that raw shit, uncut street shit.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's your boy Prez. This is episode 624. Man, we're going on the East Coast tonight. Got a legend in the house, you know what I'm saying? We haven't had a chance to have on before, so we're excited about it. Talk about Vast Air, Cannibal Ox. You know what I'm saying? This dude is as lyrical as it gets. You know what I'm saying? He always has something to say. Always has a message. Let's bring him on right now. You know what I'm saying? Chop it up with him. Play a couple tracks. Man, Vass, what's up, homie? How you doing?
Yeah. What's good, people? Vass here. Cannibal Ox. Cribs and Guards. We in the building. What's good?
Man, huge honor to have you on the show, man. For one, you know what I'm saying? Me and you, man, we both did 78 babies, you know what I'm saying? I remember you did the Solomon, you know, with the He-Man and the Thundercats, and you know what I'm saying? You're real nostalgic, man. Is that fun for you to be able to bring your childhood back into the music?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, you know, I mean, I draw information from everywhere, you know, mostly from, you know, spirituality, mythology, and definitely the comics and the cartoons that we grew up on. So, you know, it's a huge inspiration, definitely.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, definitely, man. It is. And you know, back then, too, it was a totally different time. The game was totally different. You know, The love of hip hop was there, you know, and guys like yourself, you keep that love there, man. So I commend you for doing that, brother. Real talk, man. It's important.
Thank you. Thank you. I've all I do is just work the hardest I can. So thank you for, you know, taking notice in what we've done in music, you know, and what we're trying to do, you know, what we're still achieving, you know.
Yeah. Oh, most definitely, man. Man, tell everybody about the EP, Live from the Airport, and, you know what I'm saying, let them know, you know what I'm saying, where they can get it at.
Definitely. Live from the Airport is a great project that I did. I released it last Thanksgiving, and it represents, like, a prequel album before I dropped the album, self-titled Airplane. So it's kind of like you got to go through the airport to get to the airplane. You know what I mean? So I released seven tracks with various producers. The main producer is my brother and partner in Cannibal Ox and in Crimson Guards, my brother Cosmic. He produced two joints. And he also produced the single, which I gave y'all to play tonight and everything. So we'll build on that. But Live from the Airport is streaming on all platforms right now. You could get it everywhere. Tidal, everywhere. Apple, everywhere. You know, Spotify, it's everywhere. SoundCloud. So add it to your playlist. Definitely support.
Yeah, most definitely, most definitely. Yeah, we're definitely going to give them a taste of it for sure. You know, another thing I wanted to touch on, too, is, lyricism. We were talking about, you're very lyrical. At a time when lyrics are starting to disappear from the scene, I mean, you and I both know where they are, but as far as, the bigger radio outlets not showcasing the talent as much. Where does that leave artists like you at the end of the day who put time into the craft and who take it seriously?
I mean, to be honest, the game or the industry, the game, whichever, phrase, you use, the industry, it changes every few years. And
yeah.
I think smart artists, smart businessmen, they learn how to adapt. Of course, we all have standards. I have huge standards when it comes to music. So I'm willing to adapt as long as it doesn't compromise the level of my, of my music or the integrity of my music, So I'm willing to adapt and figure out what to do as far as merchandise and as far as touring and as far as connecting brands, merging my brand with other brands, be it a tour or a song, etc. Reaching out to dope radio stations like y'all, that's what's going to keep an artist like me afloat and ahead. Because I'm just about the work,
Yeah.
One of my my sister was making a joke about me the other day, and she was like, if he was an actor, he would be in like the smaller flicks and the bigger flicks. And that's how she was explaining my music career. Like,
yeah.
if I see value in the quote-unquote movie, which is the song in my world, she's like, I'm going to be about it. And she's witnessed that about me. Because, I could be on a song with some kid from England that nobody knows, and then I could be on a song with Jadakiss. So that always amazed my sister, my baby sister. So that's how I interpret that, that you have to be swift and changeable. You have to be adapt, you have to adapt to your situations,
Yeah. Oh, definitely.
And
online
that's why,
plays
and,
a big part too.
Oh yeah. Online is huge. That's part of adapting. Again, I was a big indie star, and I never had a big online presence. Never. I was in magazines. I was on tour with Wu-Tang, The Roots. You understand? Like, I was, I was opening up at the, I was opening up at Madison Square Garden at the Ralph Nader convention, where I met Tom York and Susan Sarandon. So, and this, and I never had a huge online presence, but I'm from another era. In this era, you have to have some type of online presence. And I've been building mine back up. Definitely check out my pages, Air Vash. Vast Air 2090, That's VASTAIRE 2090, Vast Air 2090. That's all of my, you know, social medias, my main social medias. So yeah, you know, you have to have some type of visual presence in this world. I was traveling the world and I had like two videos. I can't say the same for an artist coming up today.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah,
the artist that's coming up today, he needs like 6 to 10 videos. You know what I mean? Like, it's a whole nother era. So, you know, like, we were wrapping up the album and we already started plotting on about 4 to 6 videos that we know have to get done. Like, this is the era that we're in. You know what I mean? So you have to adapt and switch up and you know, and I think some of the more talented artists that are not only talented, but they're wise in business, they know how to adapt and make it work for them. And, you know, that's what artists like me are doing, and other artists like my brothers, you know, Planet Asia, you know, other people like that, you know.
Yeah. Most definitely. Most definitely, man. I'll tell you what we're going to do. Let's go to a track. We got this Airbender track right here, man. Why don't you intro this for us, Vast Air, and then we'll be
all
right back.
This is Airbender. This is actually, the joints I gave you to play tonight are actually from the album, Airplane. So we released Live from the Airport, which is 7 songs. Check that out. It's streaming everywhere right now, Live from the Airport. And then while we were putting that out, we also released 2 singles. And Airbender is actually the B-side. So this is the B-side to the single of the album, Airplane. It's called Airbender, produced by my man Cosmic. So check this out.
We'll be right back. Don't go nowhere.
And I am the sun. Look at the black prism. If my mother didn't give birth to light, you would have no vision. And I'm Uptown's finest royalty. You should call me your highness. Cannibal O, handle you slow. We got that black pepper for your sinus. Last year, the style is so last year. Reappear like Nightcrawler, mist in the air. And if you dare, hip hop's here. I still love her. Can't wait to get a whiff of her hair. The Messiah is here, and it's clear. Put the sword down, I replace your fears. I'm a respectable man, try not to swear. And when the ancestors speak, you lend them your ear. And don't judge, cause every man that strayed from righteousness still needs peers. It's true, I'm just giving you hope. You was dying, I'm just cutting the rope. You can't come.
come around these parts unless you got heart, but you cannot cope.
We got
pepper for your sinus. We got that black pepper.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. It's that there right there. This is what we need today, man. We needed this. You know what I'm saying? Let me bring him back on right now. Man, hella dope right there. That production is sick, too. That's unlike anything I've heard recent times. That guy's got original craft all of his own. When you work with a producer, how do you pick and choose, you know what I'm saying, the sound you want? Are you in the lab with them
well,
creating, or do you just go through
yeah,
beats?
Most of the time I would like to be part of the process, because I have experience in making beats myself and setting up the structure. So what I'll do is sometimes I'll have an idea for a sample, and I'll relay the ideas, and they'll come back like, what about this? And I'll be like, yeah, let's expand on that. So I do work like that. And also, sometimes people just know what I like. They know my vibe. And they'll be like, yo, I got a couple of joints that I think are in your lane or in your alley. And I'll be like, let me hear them. And once I hear them, then I'm able to make that decision to use the beat or, you know, so.
Yeah. Most definitely. What about, like, shows? The homie Kendrick Knotts, a shout-out to him, he was telling me about you getting ready, hopefully, to be doing a tour soon or something, or?
Yes. Right now, we're trying to set up dates. And so definitely holla at us. We're trying to set up those dates. Just get back on the road, start out west, and head back out east. So, yeah, you know, we're definitely looking forward to hitting up, you know, the west, the Midwest, and possibly the East Coast. Whoever's down to bring us, you know, bring us out, we're just going to set it up, you know?
Yeah, definitely. Man, for the people that haven't seen your shows, what are your shows like? You know what I'm saying? What can the crowd expect?
I mean, to be real, and this is just real talk, shows separate real artists from suspect artists. I'm just being real. Everybody can stop and go and chill and drink lemonade when they're in the studio. That's all great. But when you get on that stage, there's a clear separation of who can rhyme and who can't. And there's a reason the International Jazz Fest of Africa asked me to perform. You know what I mean? There's a reason that, you know what I mean? Like whoever sees me live, the first thing they say is, you sound exactly like your record. And that's the greatest compliment. Like, you don't know how hard it is for MCs to present their song exactly how it is, you know, when you're rocking it at home. And that's, I take a lot of pride in that. That when I hit that stage, you're going to have to do a double take, because you're going to feel like the record is on. And it's that much better because I'm live. I'm looking you in the face. So it's that much better than the record. You know what I mean? And, you know, shout out to all the real fans that have seen us live. You know, Vast Air, Cannibal Ox, Adams Fam, Def Jookies, you know, Weathermen. If you've seen us live, you already know how we get down. So, you know, shout out to the team, Crimson Guards. We right here.
Yeah, most definitely. And the fans, you know, I imagine they appreciate that. You know, what's it like, you know what I'm saying, to chop it up with the fans after shows?
Oh, definitely. I always, you know, I love the fans. I respect the fans. I know that without them, I don't have a career. I've always been very respectful to the fans. And fans have been very respectful to me. It's been a blessing. Some of them try to get too many secrets, but, you know, I got to keep some of the mystery. You know what I mean?
But you run into
some of
cats
them,
and...
some of them try to get the secret spice in the stew, you know? And it's just like, I got to hold that one ingredient back, you know? So, you know, I have mad love and respect for the real fans that are like archaeologists, like digging up some of my oldest music and finding my music under different monikers and titles. And, you know, it's amazing, you know. It's amazing when fans come up to me and they have my symbols engraved in their body. So, you know, that lets me know that that's going to be a conversation with their kids one day. They're going to have to explain that tattoo to them about how it was this ill group, you know, blah, blah, blah. So, you know, that's a blessing.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, it's set in stone, man. That's a, you know, you're one of the artists that definitely, you know, has a legacy. You know, you left a lot of good music, and I know a lot's coming in the future. This Airplane album, when is this one dropping?
We're actually just finishing up the album right now. Again, shout out to Cosmic. You know, shout out to Vinny Paz. We here. Shout out to Planet Asia. We right here. You know, I'm just finishing this project, so we don't really have a date. We're working out some of the business and getting art right and getting videos right. So right now we're just touring live from the airport and getting some videos ready for that and things of that nature.
Well, that's dope, man. I'm real excited. You know, you mentioned, you know, Planet Asia, Vinny Paz. You know, what's it like?
Oh yeah.
You know,
oh yeah.
When
people...
you work with cats of that caliber, that match your caliber, is the creative process something that's just, I imagine, pretty neat to be a part of?
I mean, definitely. I mean, you know, I work with geniuses. I work with people that know what they're doing, and those brothers are geniuses, and they really came hard on this project. And I'm, you know, I can't, I'm not going to spoil it. Just know that when it hits, it's going to hit hard. Like, it's going to be something when you're looking at Cannibal Ox and Cali Agents. It's going to be big. It's going to be real big when you're looking at Jedi Mind Tricks and Cannibal Ox. It's going to be a real big moment. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I've known these brothers for years. We've done tours. I've worked with Asia before. And me and Vinny did a few joints. So you're going to hear me on his stuff. He's on our stuff. It's crazy. So when it hits, just know it's going to hit hard. You know what I mean? Like, I can't even, man, I can't even stress to you how magnificent the music is right now. You know what I mean? Shout out again to Vinny Paz and Planet Asia for coming through and big contributions on my record.
Hell yeah, hell yeah. And that's what it's about. I always like to see collaborations. You know, just recently we saw DJ Premier and MC8. They put out a phenomenal project together. Do you have anything like that
wow,
in the works?
Yes.
With somebody from another region, maybe a project or something like that?
Oh, definitely.
So you didn't hear that MC8 DJ Premier, Which Way Is West?
No, I did not hear that project, and I will be listening to that tonight, for real.
Yeah, oh, man.
You know,
yeah.
I love when that shit happens, man.
I love when that shit happens.
Yeah, that's needed. You know, those are two geniuses. So I can't wait to hear what they did in the lab. Like, I got to hear that, and I got to hear The Lost Tapes, Volume 2. By Nas.
Yeah. Yeah. I haven't heard that.
All of my brothers are like, yo, listen to that. But I've been busy finishing my own stuff. So now that I got a little bit more time.
Well, I tell you what, Vast, I keep having people on here and they talk about how they did whole albums. Like, for example, there's a Ghetto Boys album from 1989. With the original lineup, never saw the light of day. It was scrapped. There's a shitload of Eazy-E tracks, never seen the light of day. Matter of fact, we played 30 seconds of one on this show, courtesy of the homie Crazy D, who was part of NWA early on. So there's so much music out there. What about you, man? Over the span of your career, you put out a lot of projects. Do you have like a vault of music that, you know what I'm saying, that people haven't heard?
actually, I do. It's funny you're asking me about this. I was thinking about this maybe 2 weeks ago about if something happened to me, who knows, like, you know, what to put out and how to put it.
Yeah.
Oh, man, this is crazy. I actually have, I don't have that much, but there's easily, with my crew alone, if something happened to me, they could put out 2-3 albums of stuff that I have, you know. So, you know, not too much, but I would say about 30. I have about 30 to 40 unreleased, you know, things throughout the years. And I'm always like, you know, I got to do something with this. I got to do something with this. And, you know.
Classics, huh?
There's a few classics that we are sitting on. I have a whole album with my brother Aurelio Sparks from Crimson Guards. I have a whole album with him that's 2 years old. It's 2 years old. You can hear some of the verses on my Instagram. And like one of the videos is like almost 2 years old. Like it's you know, and that's a whole album we laughing, like, when we gonna put that out? Like, you know, albums happen sometimes in the course of a week or 2 weeks. Something to happen. Brothers are in town and you start pressing those buttons and we jam out. And out of those jam sessions, you get a lot of great music. So there's a lot of runover. There's the stuff that's immediate, like, oh, this is a hit. We're using this tomorrow. And then there's stuff that you love, but, like, it's not ready yet. It's just something's missing. Maybe it's a singer. Maybe it's a DJ. Maybe it's another voice, you know, another MC coming from another perspective. Something about it is not ready, and that's why you didn't push it to the forefront. When I release music, I know it's ready, you know? I'm not coming to the table. I'm never coming to the table with raw meat. You know, it's going to be done.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
it's
going to
be well. it's going to be done and it's going to be well. Okay? So, yeah.
That's
shout
what
out
I'm
to
talking
the team,
about.
Crimson Guards, you know what I mean? And shout out to Prez, man. Word up. Y'all holding it down. We need this, you know, hosts and DJs like y'all to support the culture and push it forward, you know? So shout out to y'all for real.
I appreciate that, man. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, earlier this year, I saw a post on your Facebook page. You were in the hospital. How are you doing, man?
I'm doing good, actually. Shout out to everybody. I had a case of pneumonia and a case of sinusitis. So I'm doing real good right now. I healed up real good. You know, I was actually in the healing process, and I got out of the healing process and got back in the lab. So, you know, and so, you know, I've been updating the pages and letting everybody know, and it's been real humbling too. Shout out to all the real fans that supported me and hit up my GoFundMe, and I'm getting up gift packages for everybody that blessed me with $100 or more. So check out that link. Hit me up. We here.
Man, that's what I'm talking about, man. Shout out to the fans. We got the homie Sim from France. I know he's got a question for you, too. I'm going to bring him on real quick. Sim, you there?
Yes, sir. Hi, Scott. Hi, Vester.
Respect. Much respect. I got to get back to Paris. I got to get back to France, man. How y'all doing out there?
Yeah, though. I dope. You should come back, yes.
I'm trying, man. If you know any promoters, you know, connect them to me.
Yeah no problem. I will see. Can you tell us about the song Thor's Hammer, featuring Ryan Kron and your partner of Kenny Baroxa, Gordon Mega?
Yes.
It was a dope song.
Thor's Hammer, which was on our album Blade of the Ronin, the sophomore Cannibal Ox album. Thor's Hammer was, you know, basically, you know, it was our way to, pardon me. It was on Ox 2010. I'm confusing a song.
It was
on Ox 2010, a street odyssey featuring Raekwon, from Wu-Tang. You know, we were just channeling, you know, we all read comics, you know, Wu-Tang, we're all, you know, Cannibal Ox and Wu-Tang belong to the 5% Nation. So we were just vibing off of, you know, the philosophy of Islam and also the comic book inspiration. You know, and my birth name is Theodore, and Theodore is related to the name Thor. So we were like, Thor's Hammer. And, you know, we just started, you know, going off of that concept, and we just built around that.
Like as if
when we grab the mic, in our hand, it's like when Thor grabs his hammer, you know.
Yeah, I think you are into chemistic knowledge, like Reno Karashidi or Ivan Fransatima, something like that. His books, all that. Maybe.
Say that. Say that again.
Oh, I think about Ivan Fransatima or Reno Karashidi or. It is papers, you know, like books like this in the chemistic knowledge.
Oh, yes. Yeah. You know, we're all about knowledge first, you know, like I came up in the era where hip hop always had a hidden jewel, you know, and that rubbed off on me as a young child, you know, coming up. no matter how crazy the album was or their image was, they had gems and they had jewels and they had inspiration and, you know, and positive, you know, goals reflected in the music. So, you know, we always, you know, would shine that.
Yeah. You got also the song Harlem Nights, produced by Bill Cosmic. It was very dope song, very, very amazing. Can you tell us about this one?
Harlem Nights, which you could watch on YouTube right now. This is actually a Blade of the Ronin song from the sophomore album of Cannibal Ox. And yeah, we were just in our neighborhood. Like, that's the neighborhood that we grew up in. You know, the Apollo, you know, Harlem Hospital, Lenox Avenue, you know, Uptown New York. You know, we were in front of the famous store by Central Park, which is called Candy and Tobacco. So it's ironic, like, in lights, only in the ghetto would a store say tobacco and candy. It's just like, it was so ironic. And we were like, yeah, let's run with this. Let's stand in front of this, because this is what we represent. We represent the hood. So, you know, Harlem Nights is a double meaning. You know, I represent Richard Pryor, Shamar, or Vortomega, as y'all would call him. Vortomega represents Eddie Murphy. And together as Cannibal Ox, we just represent Harlem Nights. When you see us, you are looking at Harlem. You are looking at New York City when you see us. So that's how we felt, you know?
Yeah. And also, Bill Cosmic, who produced the track, is very talented producer. Really.
Yes, you know, again, you know, I've been working with Cosmic for a few years now. Mm-hmm. And his, you know, he has that ear, you know. We're close brothers. We met through a mutual friend. You know how you meet somebody through someone else and y'all end up clicking? That's what happened with me and Cosmic over a decade ago. We clicked a long time ago, and we were always like, yo, we got to get in the lab. You know, when I started working on Ox 2010, I put my foot down and was like, yo, let's knock out like five joints out the gate, because we've been fronting. We should have been in the lab. And the first joints we started pushing out, and a lot of y'all responded real well to them. So it means a lot to us. Again, shout out to Crimson Gods, hashtag Crimson Gods, hashtag I am Cosmic, hashtag Vast Air. Word up.
Yeah. One song, very crazy, mystic, was Iron Galaxy. It was very dope, mystic, and
yes.
Tell us about this one. It's classic.
Iron Galaxy is, wow. Iron Galaxy is from the debut album of Cannibal Ox, which is over 15, 16 years old now. Iron Galaxy is our love letter to the ghetto. Iron Galaxy was like, how can we try to top Melly Mel and The Message? And that was the best. It was like, what is the message for the 2000s? And that's what Iron Galaxy is. It's an updated version of The Message. I gotta give credit to Melly Mel and the Furious Five. they were our inspiration on that. Broken glass everywhere, you know. I gotta give props and respect to them first, and then show y'all how we brought it up into a modern song, a modern version of the message for the hip hop community of our era.
Yeah.
I appreciate you calling in, Finn. Finn's always got a lot of knowledge. He's like a hip hop encyclopedia, real talk.
I respect why y'all put the dog is crazy.
definitely,
yeah.
Man. Be easy, Sin. We got one more track we want to play as we get out of here. But before we play this track, I want to give you the platform, Vass, so you can give everybody all your social media and where they need to go to get your merch and products, and you know how they need to get in touch with you, brother. It's all yours.
Yes, sir. Right now we're booking a tour. If you're interested in booking us, check my social for the flyer. Right now, I'll just give out my email for bookings, which is airvass1@gmail.com. That's airvast1@gmail.com. Hit us up. We're setting up shows. Shout out to my man, Nostra, we going to do it big. The flyer's on my page. I'm going to be pushing it tonight. And definitely check me out on Twitter, Instagram. That's VASAIR2090, VASTAIRE2090. Definitely hit me up. You know what I mean? My page is live. I show live recording sessions. I show us doing kung fu, playing video games. Everything is on my page. You know what I mean? So definitely swing by the page, say what's up, holla at me. And the next track that Prez is about to drop is the A-side to the album. It's called Dark Metropolis. This is a serious record, man. This record is serious. It thumps live. When I do this record live, the room is just frozen. Like what is going on? Like, real hip-hop is still here. So, you know, get your tape decks ready. That's from the era I come from. You know what I mean? Definitely.
Me too, brother. Hell yeah.
Definitely check out Live from the Airport. It's streaming everywhere. And check out Dark Metropolis right now. Shout out to the team, Crimson Guards. We here.
Hell yeah. Thank you again for coming on the show. Episode 624 of Vast Air. If you are just tuning in now, make sure to go to ugsforlife.com. Download it later. And it'll also be on iTunes and you know what I'm saying, everywhere else online. This is Dark Metropolis. Vast Air. We're out of here.
Day after day.